Revi of Miketz is the Semen Aliyah. We have the encounter between Yosef and his brothers. Of course, Ve'akar Yosef Esachav Ve'heim Lohi Kiruhu. So Rashi has, a comment that cuts to the absolute core of what the definition of Achva is. Ki'eshu Achim Yachdav U'meisachad Mehem. We have the Parsha of Yibum. We're just coming off of Parsha Sveyeshev and the Maisa Erva Onan, and the entire context of Mechiras Yosef. So Rashi notes, well, what does it mean, Vayakar Yosef is Echav, Vehem lo hikiru, Vayakar Yosef is Echav, Kshenaflu, when the Achim fell, Biyado, and, you know, Vyesh le'el yado, lehara lehem, and Vehem lo hikiru, Kshenafal, Biyadam, that they were not noheg achva. So what Rashi is telling us is a foundational idea. And this is why if you look in Parshas Re'eh, or Parshas Behar for that matter, Ki amucha chi chalach v'nim karlach, lo savod bo avodas aved, ki matzei bekir becha v'chad sharecha, ki amucha achicha in Parshas Re'eh, mi achicha, mi aniecha, mi avunecha, bi artzecha, pasoach tiftach es yadcha, lo sameit es lelavcha, Achva always comes up in the Torah when there's a sense of somebody really being very vulnerable. And the definition of an ach is somebody who is there for his brother, right, when his brother really needs them, right? And that's especially true in the case of Yibum, Mesachan Mehem, you know, Vein Ein Lo, you know, the idea is, V'hakeim Zera Le'achicha. Right, Machlokas Rashi Ramban. Do you actually have to name them? Not really. The Ramban says that's not really the point. The point is that they should have a legacy in this world. So that's the entire, you know, language of Achva. The Gemara Masechet Kiddushin Daf Yigimul Beis talks about a Yavam. Yavam Lav Acherhu. A brother is not somebody else, right? Losia Eisha Sameitz Achutza Leish Zar. It's the opposite of a Zar. Of somebody who's foreign, Vayakar Yosef Hesachav Vehem Lo Hikiru, means that there was a geder achva. There was a sense that even if, you know, my brothers have wronged me in a very grievous way, right? Whether you think they actually sold him, or you prefer, as I do, the view of the Rashbam that they were just prepared to sell him, whatever it is, right? Vayakar Yosef Hesachav, that Yosef was not going to return the favor, quote unquote. And that's exactly the way the Ramban explains the expression, right? Esa alokim ani arei. So if you look in the Ramban, what he says is, I'm a God-fearing person. Velo amis, as, you know, mishpachos anashima ila berav. If I don't let you go, your families are going to starve to death. And I well know that. And I'm simply not prepared, right? Lahamis, anashim nashim vataf, right? In a vindictive state. So the point is that, you know, Yosef, is a person, you know, who understands that the geder achva is especially ki amucha achicha, the idea of tzedakah, the idea of lo sameitzes levavcha, lo sikposes yadcha mi achicha havyon, but achva always being a referendum on being there for somebody in a time of distress. The brothers are going to come to realize that they very much violated and desecrated the bris achva, right? Hashemim anachnu, that's the next aliyah. Al achinu asherainu tzaras nafsho bichanano elenu v'lo shamanu al kein ba'elenu atzara hazos. Right, the idea is that we violated the geder achva because when Yosef was suffering, right, we did not allow ourselves to be moved. Rather, we hardened our hearts, and that was kind of an inexcusable phenomenon. And for that, you know, the brothers, you know, recognize that they are, you know, must give a full accounting. So here again, Vayakar Yosef is Echav, Vehem lo hikiru, Rashi puts his, you know, finger on the pulse of what the definition of Achva is all about, is Keshenafal biyadam, right, lo hinhigu bo begeder Achva, val kshenaflu biyado, Vayakar Yosef is Echav, the definition of an Ach, the essence of what it means to be an Ach, ki yeshu achim yachdav, this is exactly Rashi l'shitaso, because we have the end of Parshas Vayetze, Vayomer Yaakov le'echav, look to Avanim, they were, you know, echav le'tzaro le'milchama, as Rashi quotes, they were actually his sons, but they acted as his brothers in the moment when, you know, he really needed them, when Lavan was chasing them down, yesh lo yodi, l'asosi mechem ra'ah, the geder achva expresses itself in the context, specifically in the context of tzara.